If this was a normal year, right now, thousands of people would be flocking to the middle of the northern Nevada desert to watch the man burn. But it's not a normal year, and this year's Burning Man Counterculture Outdoor Festival has been canceled along with many, many live events across the region. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Paul Boger reports, that's taking its toll on the arts, the community, and the economy.
If you drive about 100 miles north of Reno, you'll eventually stumble onto a dry lake bed. Every Labor Day weekend, this barren stretch of alkali dust is the home of Black Rock City, the temporary metropolis that springs up from nothing for Burning Man. Most people at this point have heard of Burning Man, but to define exactly what it is, that's a little tricky. Some see it as an excuse for a drug-fueled week of debauchery in the desert. Others use it as a chance to get more in touch with their spirituality. For most people, though, it's something else.
The whole thing is a big piece of art.
That's Jerry Snyder, a Reno-based lawyer who's gone to every burn for the better part of two decades. He's even participated in the construction of several of those art projects. As a matter of fact, that's what he'd be doing right now if he had the choice. Instead, the event is like most live gigs these days, completely online. Snyder says the experience just won't be the same because there won't be the camaraderie of building an art installation together.
There's just nothing that builds a sense of community like that. Like, you know, doing something difficult in 100 degree heat and 40 mile an hour winds and whiteout dust conditions with a bunch of interesting, fun people.
Burners aren't the only ones missing out. Since moving from the Bay to the Black Rock Desert in the early 90s, Burning Man has played an ever-growing role in the area's arts and culture scene. In the last decade, art installations that were originally created for the festival have started springing up in Reno. Maria Partridge is with the Sierra Arts Foundation. She says without Burning Man, the recent dearth of all public art is noticeable.
I used to feel like Reno had so many things happening at any given time. You could go see music, you could go to a museum, you could go to a Broadway show, there's art opening, there's all these things happening. And now I feel like we've had nothing happening.
Of course, it's not all about the arts and community. It's also about money. Burning Man's ticket sales alone brought in more than $44 million for the organization last year. That's not counting any of the money the roughly 80,000 visitors pump into Northern Nevada's economy every year. Reno and neighboring towns are the last bastions of civilization before heading to the festival site, which means big business for everyone from car rental agencies and hotels to grocery and hardware stores. Eric Barron owns the Melting Pot Emporium, a shop popular with burners that sells an eclectic mix of clothing and goods. He says this is supposed to be his busy season.
I mean, we're not seeing any of the activity from festivals. I mean, I can tell you that Burning Man accounts for the Burning Man season accounts for about 20% of our annual sales. That's completely gone.
That's a scenario playing out across Nevada, the region, and the country as the festival and live gig industry have gotten slammed during this pandemic. A recent report from the Washington, D.C. think tank Brookings Institute named the creative economy as one of the sectors most at risk from the pandemic. It's something Dana Hale-Mounier knows all about.
You know, we're hopeful for survival.
Hale-Mounier owns Pacific Fine Arts Festivals, which puts on arts and crafts shows. She says the pandemic has forced her company to pivot and find new ways to reach buyers.
We need to just develop and get going, and hopefully we'll generate income in a way that's not dependent on in-person art events.
Still, Hale-Mounier is optimistic things will turn around. As a matter of fact, everyone I talked to was hopeful things would get back to normal eventually. But whether or not they can hold on in the meantime, that's a whole other question. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger.